That you will be the only God. You are the only God that we will praise and we will live to tell your goodness, Lord God, throughout this earth, Father God. Lord God, we want to thank you, Lord. And we want to bless your holy name, Father God, for everything that you have already done, Lord God, and everything that you're getting ready to do, Lord God. We're going to praise you in advance, Father God. We want to give you a praise, Lord God, that we never gave you before, Father God. We want to praise you, Lord God. We want to give you a right now advance praise, Father God. We want to say hallelujah to you, Lord God. We want to clap our hands and stomp our feet, Father God, because we want to let you know, Lord God, that we really love you, Lord God, and that we really need you here in earth, Lord God, because God, is too much going on out here in the world, Lord God. You see what's going on. You know what's going on, Lord God. Oh God, I'm asking you right now in the name of your son Jesus, Father God, to send forth your workers, Lord God, your willing workers, Father God. Oh God, we want to bless your holy name, Father God. We want to thank you, Lord God. We want to thank you, Lord God. And we want to let you know that we love you, Lord God. Oh God, touch the sanctuary tonight, Lord God. Bring the people forth, Lord God. Let them begin to walk in and praise you and give you all the glory and honor, Lord God. Let them begin to walk in, Lord God, and honor you, Lord God. Let them come through the door, Lord God, and begin to let your fire drop upon them. Let them begin to, Father God, fall on their face, Lord God. Lord God, let them begin, Lord God, to honor you, Lord God, with everything in their body, Lord God. Let the Holy Ghost fire come upon them, Lord God. Bring them forth deliverance on today. Healing, Lord God. Whatever your people may need, Father God, let them come in tonight, Lord God, and get exactly what they need, Father God. Let them not, Lord God, be weary, Lord God, in doing the right thing for their life, Father God. Let them not be weary, Lord God, and Lord God, seeking out their own salvation, Lord God. Jesus, have your way, Lord God. Have your way here on tonight, Father God. Oh God, we can't do it without you, Lord God. It will be all of you and none of us, Lord God. Oh God, have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Spirit of the true living God. Oh God, and we will see the goodness in the land of the living, Lord God. And we will see the goodness. Hallelujah. And we will see the goodness of the Lord while we live. We're waiting patiently, hey, and wonder when will it be. Hey. It may not come when it wanted, but it's always on time. And you will see the goodness. We'll see the goodness. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And you will see the goodness of the Lord. And you will see the goodness. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for seeing us worthy to see your goodness, Lord God. While we live, Lord God, we don't have to die to see the goodness of you, Lord God. We can see it every day, Lord God. We can see it every day. We can see it every day, Lord God. Your goodness, Lord God, because you keep waking us up, Lord God. We waited patiently. Lord, we can see it every day, Lord God, that you allow our eyes to be open, Lord God. We in our right state of mind, Lord God. Oh, God, we might have a little aches and pains, Lord God. We might have a couple bumps in the road, Father God. We might have a little things coming up against us, Lord God. But we will see, Lord God. We see you, Lord God. We see you, Lord God. We hear you, Lord God. Oh God, Jesus. consume us, Lord God. Let your fire consume us. We cried and we prayed. We cried and we prayed. We prayed and cried. We prayed and cried. It seemed as if it wasn't enough. He said he will never leave us and forsake us. So we see the goodness. Jesus. Oh Lord. Kitty, you see the goodness of God. You see him daily. He keeps showing up on your behalf. You see the goodness of the Lord. Even when you think you can't see, you see it because he can't, you can't help but to see it. Because he's so good, he won't let you not see it. No matter how you think you ain't seeing it, you see it, boo. You see him, you see him. And time after time after time after time, you keep seeing him because he keeps showing up for you. He keeps showing up for you. He gonna go right there. He keeps showing up for you time after time. Oh, baby, when are you gonna realize that your father is right here with you? I'm right here with you every time. When are you going to realize that I am here for you and not against you, says the Lord? When are you gonna realize your ways are not my ways? When are you gonna realize that your thoughts are not my thoughts? When are you gonna realize I got to do the work in you? You can't do it. Be still and know that I am God. I'm your Savior. Jesus. I am that I am to you. I am that I am in your life. I am, let me be, I am in every area of your life. I am, let me be, I am to you, let me be, I am to you in every area of your life. I am that I am. I'm the healer, I'm the deliverer, I'm the way maker, I'm the peace, I'm the joy. I am the mind regulator. I can do it. And what I do and will do will add no sorrow in your life. That I am who I am in every area of your life. Believe me as that I am in every area of your life.
I will see the goodness.
Cast your cares on me.
Where?
You have it. But your law would be so right if you give it to me and let it go, says the Lord.
I'm living. I'm living.
Jesus.
Tell your neighbor.
Touch your people, Father God. Oh, God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Tables are turning, said the Lord of hosts.
See, it ain't gonna always be like it is right now. The tables are turning. Things ain't gonna always seem the way that they are, because the tables are turning, says God. Don't be deceived by what you see, because the Lord says now the tables are turning. Don't be betwixt stuck up because of what you hear, because the tables are turning, says the Lord. Oh, let me turn the tables, says the Lord. Let me turn the tables, says the Lord. You don't have the ability. Oh, mama, oh, baba, Jesus. See, a lot of us, we think and believe that it's hard. See, a lot of us, I keep hearing, I'm tired of that. Thank you, Jesus. We keep on hearing the same stuff. People keep on treating us the same way. People keep on saying the same things. People keep on acting the same way. Will it ever change? We get weary and we get tired. My God, I gotta play this song. We gotta remember that everything that we are and everything that God is doing in us is for His purpose and for His glory. Thank you, Jesus. Before I go any further, I want you guys to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens. And I want you to write down all that stuff that got you feeling in between and in betwixt. I want you to write down all those things that is heavy on your heart. And the main thing I want you to write down is all the stuff you're tired of. All this stuff, because I keep hearing it. I'm tired of them, and I'm tired of this, and I'm tired of that.
I just keep hearing that. I don't even know why I'm hearing that. But whatever the reason is, the Lord wants you to write down all the stuff you're tired of. Because sometimes we get sick and tired of the same old stuff over and over again. I know. He just had me writing down a whole bunch of stuff before I stood up here. So I want y'all to write down all this stuff. And it's for your own sake. You either write it down or you don't. I cannot make you. And I will not beg you. It's for your freedom, not mine. I know the steps to take to be free. Thank you, Jesus. Dear God in heaven, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in this sanctuary. Cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Give us your strength, your peace, your hope, and even your direction. Lord, you know any and everything that each and every last one of us need individually. You number the very hairs on our head. You know even the struggles, Father God, and even the situations, the concerns, or the problems, or even the challenges that we have that troubles us. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to put coals of fire on my tongue and burn up any and everything that's not like you, that any and everything that I speak to your people on tonight, Father God, it will only be the oracles of you. Lord, let me decrease that you may be able to increase, Father God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh God, my strength and my redeemer. Lord, I'm asking you to encamp your angels and hear east, west, north, and south from the roof to the foundation around the entire perimeter. Lord, I'm asking you to allow your angels, Father God, to go down each and every last one of these pews and minister to your people. Remove the hardness of the heart on tonight, Father God. Remove the stony heart, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we as your people, Father God, will have a heart of flesh. You have to give us a heart of flesh, Father God, and we are willingly asking you to give us a heart of flesh and break up the fallow ground, that any and everything that you say, speak to us on tonight, or even allow to be read, Father God, it'll stimulate some things, change some things, and simply rearrange some things. I'm asking you to give us the wisdom, knowledge, and the understanding that we need, God, that we will not even lean to our own understanding. I'm asking you to restore the hope that we have, Father God. Remove the hopelessness out of our hearts on today. Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to even understand, Lord, that we can get it right and that you are the only one that can make it right. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would even give us a heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will outpour these things, Father God, down at your feet, because we know that Dioko Shana, if it's at your feet, Father, we know that you're going to be able to handle it. We know that you are able and even capable, Father God, because there's nothing that is impossible with you. Oh God, I'm asking you to make us over on tonight, Father God, because you are the potter and we are the clay. I'm asking you to give us a new perspective of looking at things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and knowing that everything that we're going through, everything that is done or even said to us, Father God, is for a purpose, Lord. Lord, I'm asking you to help your people to spiritually mature on today, God, that they may walk in their divine destinies in you and embrace in you, Father God, in totality and not in partiality. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will help us, Father God, and strip all the old, God. Uproot these things, Father God, that has been planted down in the inside of us, that got us all messed up in our minds and even in our hearts, Father God, even in a conversation or even a word that is said, even at the things that we see or even what we hear, Father God. Let us not be restricted or even conflicted inside of our minds or even inside of our heart, but give us a heart of acceptance of the truth. Sever that lying demon on tonight, God. Sever that spirit of division on tonight, God. Sever that spirit, Father God, that causes us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to want to point the finger, wag the head, or even accuse one another of something. Pull the knives out my back, God. Oh, mama, nidaloko shi. I'm asking you to help us on tonight, Father God. That we won't be two-faced, Lord. Help us on tonight that we won't be double-minded, Father God, or even living a double life. Help us to be true, Father God, because you said in your word that if you have an ought against your brother or your sister, go to them and get that thing together. Help us not to hold on to these things that causes us to be grudging and even wanting to get revenge, Father God, or even have the mind and the thought, Father God, to want to get back intentionally where we could get pleasure out of it, because that's not pleasing in your sight. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be more concerned about one another. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will even give us a heart of absolutions and even forgiveness on tonight, Lord, that we will even forgive our own selves and help us not to have any more regrets, Father God, which is unforgiveness of ourselves, Father God, because any and everything that we did, or any and everything that we have done, or any and everything that we are even doing now, God, we're opening ourselves up unto you today, God, that you can have your way in our lives. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it on tonight, because only you can, Jesus. Only you can. Only you can, God. Oh, my mind, little local sea. Touch us right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even in an unusual way, Lord, that we may know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are our friend. You said, Lord, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You are with us even until the very end of the world. So it does not matter what nobody says, even what they think, Lord. We know, Father God, that you are there. If don't nobody ever ring our phone, Father God, knock on our door, even say, I love you, we know that you are there and that you love us, God. Even when we feel like we are all alone, Father God, running this race all by ourselves, Lord, we know that you, God, are there. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for being in our midst, God. We thank you for giving us that assurance and even that confidence on tonight, Father God. Oh God, we're holding you close. I'm holding you close, God. Because I know, Father God, you have never let me down. I thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your peace, even in the midst of the chaos. Oh God, we just want to thank you, even now, Lord, in your Son Jesus' name. We ask you to honor these prayers, God, and even the stuff that we're writing down on tonight, Lord. We ask you to consider them, even now, Lord, in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. So, I'm so excited, y'all. I'm excited because God, when the name of the song that's playing is "There Is a Friend," talking about Jesus. I'm excited because even in the midst of it all, I know I have a friend in Jesus. Did y'all hear what I say? So it was some things that was brought to my attention over this week. And in the midst of these things being brought to my attention, it caused me to try, listen to what I'm saying, to go into a place of grief. And so I started talking to the Lord. And I'm like, well, Lord, I'm just trying to figure out why people like that with me. And so all these things got to being like an instant replay inside of my mind. That trying to resurface the pain that I experienced. And all these things happening. And so when I got a phone call, I think I had said something to you guys about this on Tuesday. I'm not sure. I don't remember. But I had got a phone call, and in the midst of the phone call, they was calling to just see how I was doing, because I had not talked to them in a couple weeks. And so they started telling me some things from a phone call that they had got. And so in the midst of them telling me this stuff, I told them just like this. I said, baby, don't worry about it. I don't need nobody to defend me. And then they said, Pastor, they've been doing this, and they did it one time, and then they did it again, and even in all that, you still love them, you still treat them the same, and you still help. And I say, because they gonna get in trouble with God. It ain't my place to try to get them back when he said vengeance is mine. But where my place is, I still gotta love out of a pure heart. I gotta be sincere in spite of it all. Now, I had to make sure that I stressed to this individual that this has been a repetitive thing going on with me, especially since I've been in ministry. And I've been in ministry ever since I was in my 20s. And I'm 56 now. So, in the midst of it, I learned so much, you guys. And I had to learn it through the tests, the challenges, the trying, and say the crying. The crying, okay? See, what I realized was in the midst of my tears, and when I went to God in tears, I did not go to him mad and angry at him, or even expecting him to have pity on me. But I went to him and asked him to lift it heavy up off my heart, that it would not consume me in my mind. Because if he didn't do it that way, my mind would have made me want to get revenge. My mind would have made my heart become a little bit harder. And then when a word is coming to me, I wouldn't receive it. It'd just bounce off because of the hardness of my heart, because of what I experienced. So, I got to give y'all, we're going to Jeremiah. Danielle was supposed to speak tonight, y'all. But the Lord then took me a whole nother way. And y'all already know I'm spirit-led. So, I told y'all the other day, be careful what you say about the men and women of God. I don't care whether you're venting. I don't care whether you by your own self and simply thinking it. Be careful what you say about people in your heart. Not out of fear it's going to get back to them, but out of fear what God is going to say or what he is going to do. Are y'all following what I'm saying? See, that's why I'm a tattletale. Because I go and tell God. When I go and tell God, I don't be like, well, Lord, they did this and they did that and such and such and such and such. I go and tell everything that I'm feeling. And then when I tell everything I'm feeling, because I'm open to the Lord, he start telling me what not to do and what to do. So, tonight he told me that I need to let everybody in here know and understand. Say this out loud. It's part of the territory. So, let me tell you something that's going to always happen to you. I don't care how you done changed. I don't care how you done stopped trying to do this. I don't care how you've been mindful. I don't. Guess what ain't gonna ever stop happening to you? Look, people bringing up your past. Say this again. It's part of the territory. Let me tell y'all something else. That's going to always happen to you. People gonna always make you remember some stuff that you did then that you ain't doing now. Say it's part of the territory. I'm standing over here now. Say it's part of the territory. No matter how you try to prove yourself, people still gonna say, you ain't gonna change it. You always do this. Say it's part of the territory. No matter what you do to even try to convince others, and they still reject what you are saying or doing, say it's part of the territory. Come on, just keep saying it's part of the territory. Why is it part of the territory, y'all? That's the name of the sermon tonight. It's part of the territory. Now, why do y'all believe it's part of the territory? See, I told y'all this before, and I'm going to say it again. The things that we think and believe that we have gotten over or gotten past, say other people ain't gotten past it yet. Say it's part of the territory. Say. So they gonna make you remember. Say it's part of the territory. Don't you know that in the midst of these people or this person saying these things to you is not to hurt you or make you feel some kind of way? Look at it like this. Oh, they just reminded me how far I came. Say it's part of the territory. So I'm not going to get mad because you're bringing up my past. I'm not going to be hurt and upset because you're saying something. Because in actuality, you just reminded me of how far I done came. Because I don't do that no more. I don't act like that no more. I don't say that no more. I don't feel like that no more. And why do I have to say that to myself? Because if it wasn't still some residue down in there, it would not affect you when it's said. So it's still some residue in there. You may not have not did it, but are you suppressing it? Are you holding it back or holding it down to do what? Prove something? Because it ain't here to break you. It's to break something off for you so that you can know and understand you're stronger than what you think you are. So I'm gonna say this again. Our thoughts don't mean nothing. Say my thoughts don't mean nothing. His ways and his thoughts ain't like ours. God, and I keep telling y'all this right here, and I'm going to raise my hand. God will use somebody else to help you to mature in the area when you think they picking on you. Say it's part of the territory. God will use somebody else to help you to evaluate yourself. And even though it's tight and right and it's hard for you to do, and it's burning your baby on, it's burning. Say it's part of the territory. Because if you can't handle this little stuff with us right here, when he send you out, what you gonna do? Break? Run? Cry? Fight? Kick? Bite? Scream? What is you gonna do? Let's go to the book. Jeremiah. chapter 12. Just hold on. Don't ever let go. Because we get tired. I don't know why people keep saying this to me, because I don't act like that no more. I don't do this at all. I don't know why they keep treating me like this, because I'm trying to change now. Yeah, but in your trying to change, say tried and true. In the midst of you trying to change, you are going to be tried to make sure that it's true. And it's not fake. And you ain't suppressing. And you ain't got on a mask. And you ain't pretending. And you ain't putting on a chameleon suit. Tried and true. The Bible declares that when you are drawn away from your sin, in other words, when you try to stop sinning or try to not, the Bible declares that you are going to be tempted. The temptation of you defending yourself going to come when God say, shh, be still and know I am God. The temptation is going to come when you normally defend yourself and you scream and you holler or you do this or you do that. The temptation is going to come when God say, hold your peace. The temptation, because you're being drawn away from that. So you're going to be tried to make sure that you do truth. Did you hear what I say? You're going to be tried, and a word is going to be spoken, a verse is going to be said, or a conversation is going to be had that normally triggers you, and you fly off the handle. You're going to be trying to see if you simply can practice self-control. We're talking about being drawn away from that attitude you prayed for. I'm talking about tried and true. See, these are the things that we pray for. God will very well use somebody else to help you to get to that place over there, instead of staying right here in this place that cannot contain what he put inside of you. See, if it wasn't for the beating and the pressing and the squeezing and the threshing floor, baby, you would not have never known what God put down inside of you. Say it's part of the territory. See, these things ain't just happening because, oh, they don't like me or they hate me or they treat me different or they don't treat me like others or they always say this to me. It's something that needs to be worked out of you so God can work in you. Say it's part of the territory. This cycle is not happening constantly over and over again because you failed a test. It's just that he wants you to ace it. No C's and B's. He wants you to ace it. That's perfection. So that thing that's concerning you or bothering you in your heart or conflicting you in your mind, he got to perfect it. And the only way that it could be perfected is if you're going through something. Say it's part of the territory. But we get sick and tired. And then we go to God. We get to complaining, Lord. Now you already know I'm trying to do this and I'm trying to do that. God, I'm trying to get it right. But I know I can't, but I need you to help me. And then I'm holding my peace. Are you going to speak up for me? Because you ain't done said nothing. And then I'm not allowed to say nothing. Oh, come on now, Lord. What is really going on here? Are you trying to fix me? Because it feel like I'm broken. I'm sad. I'm mad. I don't even know what to do. And I got a hard heart right now. But I don't want to have a hard heart, Lord. I want to be able to get what you're saying, Lord. So I need you to help me. So this is what Jeremiah said. Because he got sick and tired too. Chapter 12. See, Jeremiah was real careful when he went to God. Listen to what he's saying. He said, righteous art thou, O Lord. So I know your ways and your thoughts are right, God. He acknowledging that, is he not? Listen. He said, I know you righteous, even though I'm coming to you crying. I'm hurt. I'm mad. And I'm messed up. Listen. Righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee. Yet let me talk with thee of thy judgments. Come on. I just said all this stuff, didn't I? I'm just trying to figure out what you're doing. I know you don't go to sleep. You said your eyes is in every place. Now I'm trying to figure out why you ain't defending me. I'm trying to figure out why you ain't fixing that thing that you say you fix. Because it's just all messed up. He said, let me talk about what you ain't doing. Let's talk about what you ain't doing. Because I know you a righteous God now. So I ain't finna sit up here and say you don't know what you doing, but I want to know what you ain't doing. And I can't see nothing. So I'm finna, see, this is why I tell y'all, Jeremiah let God have everything that was in his heart. So listen to me when I say, when you go to God, just outpour. This is what he's saying. Righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee. Yet let me talk of thee, of thy judgments. Wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper? Ain't that what we say? Lord, why you let them keep picking on me? Wherefore are all they happy that deal very treacherously? They keep on doing this and keep on saying that, and then they walking around smiling and skipping. Thou hast planted them. You give them everything they want. Yeah, they have taken root. They grow. Yeah, they bring forth fruit even, Lord. So I'm seeing them prosper. I'm seeing them get this up. And I'm trying to figure out why when you see what they doing and what they saying to me. Thou art near in their mouth and far from their reins. They talk about you, but they don't think about you. They surely ain't got you in their heart. Listen to this. But thou, O Lord, knowest me. Thou hast seen me and tried my heart toward thee. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter and prepare them for the day of slaughter. How long shall the land mourn? Why am I saying this? Because of what I told y'all, the phone calls I've been getting this week, and the people and the folk and the foolishness and the stuff I've been having to endure. Really, when I was in ministry, it happened before I got into ministry, but really since I've been in ministry. Are y'all following it? We're talking about the faithful. But thou, our Lord, knowest me. Thou hast seen me and tried my heart toward thee. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter and prepare them for the day of slaughter. How long shall the land mourn and the herbs of every field wither for the wickedness of them that dwell therein? The beasts are consumed and the birds, because they said, he shall not see our last end. See, they don't think that they doing nothing wrong because God ain't got them yet. That's Jeremiah talking to the Lord. And this is what the Lord said to Jeremiah. Say this first. It's part of the territory. This is what he said. The Lord said, if thou hast run with the footmen, talking about the people of Lord's stature, talking about because let me tell you something. If you can't deal with what you could deal with in a small congregation, just imagine how it's going to overtake you if you get a big congregation. Listen to this. If thou hast run with the footmen and they weary thee, then how canst thou contend with the horses? You want to ride with the big dogs, but you can't even play with me. You can't even walk with the cubs. You, everything that is said, everything that is done, everything that you see, everything that you hear, move you. It shake you. So how can you, what you gonna do when I send you out there? Why you cannot deal with what is going on now? Because let me tell y'all this from experience. It ain't gonna get no better. The higher you go in God, the worse it's gonna get. Let me say it in another way. The more God elevates you, the more people gonna try to pull you back down. They want you to look like you ain't. They want you to seem like you can't. They will talk about you and say you won't. Are y'all getting it? If thou hast run with the footmen and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with the horses? And if in the land of peace wherein thou trust they weary thee, then how would thou do in the swelling of the Jordan? So in other words, what you gonna do when it get worse? Is you gonna lean to your own understanding and thinking and believing that everybody picking on you? Or are you gonna trust the Lord? Are you going to continue to think and think and believe that I never be able to prove nothing to? Why are you trying to prove something to them anyway? God is the only one that is important. So you ain't got to prove to nobody you a good mama. You ain't got to prove to nobody that I take care of my kids. You ain't got to prove to nobody that I can do my job in the church. You ain't got to prove to nobody that I know how to pray. You ain't got to prove nothing to absolutely nobody, because can't nobody put you in heaven or hell. Only God can. So if you can't run with the footmen, how in the world you gonna contend with the horses? Because this is a spiritual battle, baby. The enemy wants to use words or conversations or things or vision or hearing to shake you and put you right back in that place where you were at. When God is trying to elevate you, and he may use somebody that you sleep with to do it. He may use somebody that you see every day to do it. He may use your pastor. He may use your sister, your daddy, your mama. He may use, baby, let me sit up here and tell you something. If he use a donkey, I'm just saying, don't you allow that stuff to have you so conflicted and restricted inside of your mind or inside of your heart that you cannot get to a place of being free. Or you get so messed up, you crying, or you mad, or you angry, or you saying this, or you saying it. Just be quiet and let God be God inside of you and go to God. Because if you ain't got another friend you could talk to, baby, you could talk to God about any and everything. And if by chance you open up your heart and your ears, you is going to hear him talk back. If you don't, he'll send somebody else to talk with you for him. Don't get mad at that. Because it ain't no secrets with God. The Bible says that his eyes is in every place, beholding the good and the bad. Say it's part of the territory. My journey may be hard, but what I do know is it ain't nothing too hard for God. And because I know it ain't too hard for him, and he my friend, even though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I'm not going to be afraid of absolutely nothing and nobody. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what nobody do. I don't care how nobody treat me. I don't care, because that's not my problem. I I got bigger problems I'm dealing with inside of me to be having to deal with all the other foolishness. So that stuff, I'm giving it to the Lord. The bigger problems that I got is making sure that when I see the face of God, he say enter in and not depart from me. So I'm going to try to keep it right. So I'm not going to let the footmen have me under their feet. Because I got enough strength to contend with the horse's boot. That's why he say teach your hands to war and your fingers to fight. Because this is a spiritual thing. Did you hear what I say? It's a spiritual thing. Don't let your carnal mind or your carnal attitude put you in a place of carnality that your spirit man die. Don't do it. Because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. If God be for you, who can stand against you? All things working out for what? Your good. You are more than a conqueror. This is what I'm saying. So you can contend with the horses. Stop playing with the little people. Because if it wasn't for the person, he want me to play this song for y'all. I hope y'all write yellow sheets of paper and red pens. When y'all get through writing this stuff down, please don't sit it on the seat. Come put it on the altar while I find this song.
I know that he will.
Y'all hear that? So please understand that any and everything that you're going through is part of the territory. It's part of the territory because he's making you. You will not even know what's inside of you if you don't go through this stuff. Did y'all hear what I say? It's all necessary. It's necessary because God is preparing you and putting you in that place that you can stay and be in position. This is why he said, teach your hands to warn your fingers to fight. That's what David prayed there. So that we will have spiritual inclination and be able to fight them carnal thoughts in our mind and even in our heart. Because some of us don't even want to face folk. We don't even want to look at them. Did you hear what I say? It's all a preparation. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. I wanted to make sure that I give y'all that word. Came from Jeremiah chapter 12. It's part of the territory. He preparing you for your greater. That's what he preparing you for. Thank you, Jesus. Is we ready for the making? You? For real. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody come to the altar, please, because it's praying time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to ask Daniela to do the prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's the preparation. Many of the afflictions are the righteous. Thank you, Jesus. The place that you're in right now, you can't stay there. Let God elevate you. Let him take you a little bit higher. Through all this stuff. Because that's why it's happening. That's why you're going through it. It's mandatory for it to happen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
That we can come cast our cares
do it, but we know that we can do all things through you who strengthen us, Lord God. So God, right now we want to ask you, Lord God, to open our hearts and our minds unto you, Lord God. We want to surrender everything over into your hand, Lord God, because we cannot carry these things no longer. So on tonight, Lord God, we're going to ask you, Lord God, to take all the burdens, all the frustration, Lord God, all the sadness, Lord God, all the bitterness, all the anger, Lord God.
Come on, use your key, use your key.
All the weariness, Lord God. I'm asking you, Lord God, to bring forth deliverance on tonight, Lord God, so that we, Lord God, would not walk back out these doors the way we have came, Father God. May we confess all these things unto you, Lord God, and give it to you, laying it at your feet right here, right now, Lord God. And that when we will leave it with you, Lord God, and we will no longer, Lord God, pick it back up and carry these things with us any longer, Lord God. So, God, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to touch us, Lord God. Touch us individually, Lord God. Individually. Touch us, Lord God. Touch the hearts of your people, Lord God. Open the eyes of their hearts on tonight, Lord God, so they will see you, Lord God, through everything that they're going through, Lord God. Through everything, Lord God. And not see the people, Lord God, because it is not the people, it's the spirit that lies behind the people, Lord God. So, God, I'm blessing your holy name. We thanking you, God, and lifting you up, Lord God, on tonight, Lord God, because you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Lord God. You are the great I Am, Lord God. You are the God that rewrites our story, Lord God. We no longer, Lord God, have to deal in pressing the things, Lord God, from our past, Lord God. That, Lord God, we can come into you, Father God, and let you remove all the old wineskin, Father God, so you can place us in the new wineskin, Lord God, so that we begin the new story, Lord God, that you have already written for us, Lord God, before the very foundations of this world, Lord God. So, God, we want to thank you, Lord God, for the newness, Lord God, of this new life, of this new creature that you have created, Lord God, in us. Thank you, Lord God, for creating us in your image, Lord God. We are representations of you, Father God. So may we walk in spirit and in truth, Father God. Help us to be more like you, Lord God, and none of us, Lord God. Because we are nothing without you, God. And so on tonight, Lord God, we want to just cast our cares onto you, Father God. We want to walk light, Lord God, in you, Lord God, knowing that you, Lord God, are the God who take care of everything, Lord God. You already have it done, Lord God. It's not too heavy for you. It's nothing too big for you, Lord God, because you are able, you are willing and able, Lord God, to do all things unto us, Lord God, your children, Lord God. We are children of God, Lord God. We no longer have to live of the things of this world, Lord God, but we can live of the things of you, God. And we bless you in your Son Jesus' name, I pray.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's so many times in our lives that we think and believe that these things are happening or that they just gotta happen because we're doing something wrong. But please know and understand that these things are happening and can happen and will happen because it's part of the territory. We have to go through certain other things in order for God to break some chains. We have to go through some things in order for God to break some stuff off. We may think and believe that it's to break us, but no, he breaking chains off. He breaking off that old attitude, that old perception, that old thought, that old thing. That's all he doing. So I hope y'all wrote down all this stuff. I hope y'all released all this stuff because we don't want to take it back with us. We don't want to take it back with us. We got to trust God with us. We got to trust God with our lives. We got to trust God with the plan that he has for our lives. Because everything that we're going through is necessary. It's necessary in order for us to get where God wants us to go. Thank you, Jesus. Touch your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Cover them, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them your peace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan be done in all our lives. Because you know what is best for us. You know what we need and what we don't need, God. Cover your people tonight that they may be able to understand that it's part of the territory. Cover your people, Lord, that they may be able to understand that it's necessary that these things take place. Thank you, Jesus. It's all necessary, y'all. It has to happen just like it's happening in order for something else to happen that he has planned for us. It has to happen just like it's happening in order for something else to happen that he got planned for us. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for your covering. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your understanding. Lord, there may be a lot of things that we do not understand. And there may be a lot of things, God, that we do not even know what's next. But what we do know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, is that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. What we do know, Lord, is that you're going to make a way out of no way. We're not going to lean to our own understanding, God. We're not going to be deceived by what we see or even what we hear. Because now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we're going to activate our faith, Lord, that we may be able to receive that thing, Lord. Because we know without a shadow of a doubt that you can do it. We know without a shadow of a doubt that it's all going to be done through you, God. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that any and everything that we are going through or even experiencing, Lord, that is not to break us, but is simply to make us. So we surrender it all to you right now, Father God. Any and every weight that we are carrying, any and everything that's heavy on our hearts, God, we will not be complacent. We will not allow ourselves to go back to that place that you have already delivered us from. We thank you in advance, God, for what you are doing in our lives and even what you are about to do. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. You may be seated if you want to. Please know that God is with us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The things that be breaking off of us, God wants these things to be broken off of us. Because he know that if it don't get broken off of us, we're going to get stuck. Or we're going to go right back to that place where we was. And we don't want to go back to that place where we was. We want to keep growing in God. We want to keep looking unto the hills from which cometh our help. We want to keep doing what God wants us to do. We don't want to get stuck. We don't want to go back where we were. We want to keep moving forward. We want to keep pressing. We want to keep doing what we we know to do to help us. And I'm going to say this one more time. When you are drawn away from your sin, you are going to be tried and you are going to be tested. It's not to put you back in that place where you were, but it's to move you past the place where you were. Please understand that. God will use other people or put people in your life that's even close to you, or you got to deal with, or you got to see every day. He will use them to get you to your destination. Are y'all paying me attention? He will use other people to get you to that destination. So don't lean to your own understanding, thinking and believing people picking on you. Thinking and believing that, oh, they always do this. No. He wants you to get out of that always do this, or this always happened to me, or I'm tired of this, or I'm tired. No. You pray for God to help you with your attitude. You pray for God to teach you how to have self-control. You pray for God to elevate you. You pray for God to strip this off of you and change your way of thinking. And change. So guess what, people? This is all the stuff we prayed for. He may use people on your job, in the church, in your family, in your home. He may even use your own thoughts to help you to get it right. So surrender it all to him right now. Give it all to him. We don't want to face stuff. We don't want to even look at folk. We don't want to see. Come on, get it together, y'all. If you don't face nothing, then how in the world do you think you're going to pass it? The Bible declares that that thing that you fear the most will come upon you suddenly. So whatever it is that you're afraid the most, it'll come upon you suddenly. What you going to do? You're going to break. Are you going to get to the place or to the point where you said or you can't? You better trust God and believe God. Let me say this because I've been saying it for months. Say it out loud. I trust you with me, Lord. I trust you with my life, Lord. You gave me life, Lord, so I know I can trust you with my life. I trust you to be my provider because you said that you're going to supply my every need. So I will not be afraid of what's next. I trust you, Lord. Cover your people today, God. Even now, Lord. Encourage your people that they may be able to understand that it's all part of the territory. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, somebody. Let's get God a hand clap for praise. Say when we first started, he said the tables are turning. So it's turning around for you. And he kept saying that the tables are turning. So it's turning around for you. It may not look like it because of what you're going through, but guess what? God knows what's best. It's turning around. It may not look like it because of what you hear, what you see. But guess what? God says the tables are turning. Believe God. Trust God. We don't want to keep playing with the little pups and the cubs, y'all. We want to go higher in God. I know I ain't the only one who want to worry. God is elevating your faith. Jalisa, you have too much trust and what you see. So it's a guarantee if you go to work, you know you got a check coming because you can see it. That's where you got all your trust. God wants you to trust him. He wants you to trust him. Ask Keita. She could give you testimony after testimony of how he elevating her even now, or how to trust him. Is it easy? Have it been easy? And you have experienced great loss. Have you lacked anything? Have you lacked anything? And when you had absolutely nothing, did you have a star? Did you have shelter? Was he there? All of us got these testimonies. We are overcome by our testimonies. Trust God. Just trust him, baby. Come give her a hug, King. Give her a hug.
This is the good news.
It ain't gonna always be like this. That thing that concerns you, he perfecting it. Well, I'm going to take care of my kids and I'm praying again. The same way he allowed you to take care of him before when you was pregnant with that little boy in your belly. And you didn't have a job. Trust God, baby. He said the tables are turning. And he won't always.
That's it. Let it all out.
Let it all out. Don't take it back with you. The one person that's hugging you is the one person that went through the exact same thing that you're going through now. It's turning around. You may not see it, but I dare you to believe it. You may not see it, but I dare you to believe it. That is turning around. That's for everybody in here. You may not see it, but I dare you to believe it. Everything. You got to believe it. Activate your faith. Make it work for you. We all got testimonies that we could tell that can help somebody else to get through or get past. But we sit on them. But baby, I can see it. I can feel it happening. It's turning because God said it. That's it. That's it. He said the tables are turning. Turn them, God. Your situation is getting better. Turn it, Lord. Oh, ba-ba-ba-ba. Shed it on, Cosia. It's turning. It's turning. My situation getting better. It's turning. It's turning. It's turning. It's turning. I see my future and it's already getting better. That's it. That's it. Let them break it up. That's it. It's turning around. It's turning around. is already getting better. It's turning. Come on, say it. That's it. Jesus, I can see my future and it's getting better. He gonna perfect that thing. It concerns you, he gonna fix it. Sooner or later. He said the tables are turning. He said it.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, somebody. Come on. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. You may not can't understand it. Hey, but all things is going to work out for your good, baby. Hey. Jesus is working. Sooner or later. And I believe it. I believe it, baby. I just believe God. I believe him because I could depend on him. I could depend on God. It doesn't matter what comes my way, you are still
God.
Intentional, I told y'all. Everything is going to work out for your good. I'm telling you, in the right time, baby, this is the time. What God said a couple Sundays ago, now, faith, make it work for you. Trust God with you and then believe he going to do it for you. This is all part of the territory, y'all. Did y'all hear me? Everything's. I could depend on that man right there. He have not ever let me down. He love you like that. Don't you know God got a passionate love for you? So just say, God got it. God got me. He love you like that. So you could depend on him, y'all. I'm telling you. I love God so much. Unconditionally. So in spite of us being us, he still loves us, y'all. That's some kind of passion. And in the midst of us being us, he still show mercy. He still give us grace. He's still loving and kind. Because if he gave us what we deserve, we wouldn't. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just believe God, y'all. I believe everything that he has ever said to me about me and about anybody else. I trust God because I know he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or even imagine. Thank you, Jesus. I will not be deceived by what I see or what I hear causing me to do what I want to do, but I am going to do what God designed me to do. He purposed it. He said intentionally. Thank you, Jesus, for being intentional. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for being intentional. God is so gracious towards us. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to manifest yourself in the lives of your people, God. Continue to throw your weight around for your people, Lord, that they may know without a shadow of a doubt that you are God. And you have done so much already. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. Let's just give him one more hand clap of praise. Because he is worthy. He is worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I hope it was something said on tonight that would encourage you guys to understand that everything is intentional and is part of the territory. He's just making you and letting you know what's inside of you because you think it ain't there. We don't need nobody else to tell us nothing negative about ourselves. We do it enough on our own. I thank God for his word and for being amazing. We're going to get ready to get our offering. Thank you, Jesus. If you need an envelope, they on that back table. Anybody need any envelopes, raise your hand. Thank you, Jesus. I love the Lord so much. He is so gracious towards us. That's the first thing he said when I grabbed the microphone. He said, the tables are turning. And kept saying it. The tables are turning. Thank you for turning the tables, Lord. Everything that you put on that altar, please leave it on the altar. Don't you walk back out that door with that thing heavy on your heart. Leave it right there so the Lord can handle it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.